Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Welcome Thursday. Happy, happy Thursday, that is. It is 7:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
It is indeed.
About an hour from now, Greg's pastor's going to come by. Greg needs a lot of forgiveness, and his pastor's going to bless the show.
Come by personally, yeah.
Most importantly, though, no, he's going to be promoting the Pumpkin Patch, and they do that every year, raises a lot of money for hungry kids, needy kids, also for Native Americans.
Yeah,
you still getting the pumpkins benefit from those? Uh-huh. We'll ask them all about it. But
it's kind of funny. Somebody I was talking to the other day, they listen to the show all the time. They're like, you know, I can always tell when fall's almost here. I'm like, well, how's that? Pastor Chris is on the Bob Rose Show.
And the like, smell of pumpkin bread is in the air.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm. Anyway.
Yes.
We've got other stuff we have to focus on, at least.
Really?
At least for a little while, yeah.
We love our pumpkin bread, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are you saying? You don't want to go to Springfield, Ohio and have... Kitty cat. I've seen the tags.
Yeah?
Kitty cat.
Yeah.
It's what's for dinner.
Wow.
Oh, no, wait. No, that was... Sorry, that was beef. Apologies to all the cattle ranchers out there.
Yeah, the cattle ranchers?
Well, wait. They may end up herding cats when it's all said and done if we have four more years of Kamala.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like beef.
President Trump said he will visit Springfield, Ohio. He will visit Aurora, Colorado, where orchestrated government-subsidized migrations are flooding ordinary Americans out of jobs, homes, and a stable community. We're going to take care of Ohio. We're going to take care of Colorado, and we're going to take care of every single state in the union. They're all under siege. Trump was in a bar yesterday in New York.
He doesn't even drink.
No, it doesn't matter. It's where the people are. You don't have to drink. It was at a crypto bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which, you know, to some people sounds a little cryptic, but it's not. It's crypto.
And it's not kryptonite.
Ooh. But he is Superman.
Yeah.
Teflon. Yep. He is a fighter. That's a new song that is out. It's already climbing up the charts. It's about Trump. Listen to this.
Take your shot. Is that all you got?
Interesting that we have a man running for president of the United States where literally bullets fired at him, one striking him, have not deterred him. So the man is fearless, and yet you've got a candidate on the other side that is fearful of somebody asking her a question.
Yeah.
Literally afraid of being questioned. Wow. I mean, the disparity between the two couldn't be any greater.
Well, and wouldn't you think if, in some people's minds, the one who was being shot at by AR-15s, that you might think that person might go, yeah, I don't think we need these in society. I don't believe we've heard that from Donald Trump, have we?
No, we haven't. On the other hand, what we've heard from Kamala and this audio just resurfacing and Greg, of course, being on top of it. She was the San Francisco district attorney. All right. And listen to the verbiage. And I'll if you don't hear it clearly, yeah. I'll help you.
Responsible behavior among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs.
Wow.
Now you know the real Kamala. Or has she changed her position on that? Like, she appears to be changing other... No. She said, we're not taking anyone's guns, but we must ban AR-15s.
In the same sentence, basically.
Yeah.
Does she not know those are guns? And it's like the best-selling gun in the country?
You know.
Okay.
I don't know.
But you can possess them legally in your locked sanctity of your home. There's a lot of technical words in that. But they feel like they can come in and check on them?
Look, when it comes to politics, you can get people of all different backgrounds and all different levels of expertise, and then it's up to the people to decide whether or not they're worthy of whatever particular office that they're running for. But she was in a very, very large American city, San Francisco district attorney.
Yeah.
That is a position that wields a lot of power. District attorney. Attorney. In other words, you would hope that she would have an understanding, a grasp of the law that would be, at least up to snuff with the average citizen, let alone it actually should be a cut above. Your level of education in this area, your level of expertise in this area should be higher. But yet here is someone who's supposed to really understand the law, help to implement the law. And she says clearly, just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home. So she understands, people actually can legally own guns. Good. Uh-huh. She understands the sanctity of your home. That is good. And she even says the sanctity of your locked home. What she's saying is even if your home is locked.
Yep.
Even if you legally possess guns, that doesn't mean we're not going to walk into that home.
Her words.
And check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs. This is exactly one of the premises in which this whole nation was built upon, that the king can't just knock your door down and tell you what to do, to tell you that soldiers are going to live in your house. Yeah, they might have their way with your old lady, but other than that, and they're going to eat your food too. But other than that, no, we said, heck no, we're not going to put up with that. We're not going to live in a place where the king can do whatever he wants. We're going to establish a new place for and by and of the people, where we're going to share in responsibilities, but we're also going to share and participate and protect freedom. Mm-hmm. How can you be on the side of freedom when you actually are saying out loud clearly as a district attorney that you would have no problem with law enforcement, jackbooted thugs kicking somebody's door down just to make sure?
Yeah,
just to make sure that they're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs. In other words, we're going to get right into your business. That tells you everything that you would need to know about how this person is unfit to be in a leadership position as a district attorney, let alone commander-in-chief and president of the United States. That I'm telling you, I get these like chills. The hair stands up on the back of my neck when I think about the kind of person she is. When she is called a Marxist, that's not a joke. That's not name calling. Her father, that's basically how he taught what he believed in when he was a professor. And she is much the same way. She went on to say at this time, this is back in 2007, the people who are going to oppose mostly what we're doing is the NRA. And they are not African-Americans and people who live in this community and are traumatized by violence every day.
Wow.
She wasn't talking about criminals. She said you could legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home, and we can knock your door down to see if you're conducting your affairs in a responsible and safe way. And by the way, African-Americans were part of the important founding of the NRA to protect gun owners' rights, and who were being put upon and their rights were being diminished was African-Americans back in the day, post-Civil War.
But again, she didn't know that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She didn't know a lot of things, and what she does know comes from Karl Marx.
And Willie Brown.
Ooh.
Saying.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Hey, it's your turn to air it out, to get it off your chest. The weekend's coming. You don't want to carry this around. What's bugging you? What's irritating you? Huh? What's rubbing your rhubarb the wrong way? Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Control of our borders.
AI. Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Look at you. Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy Thursday. Oh, my goodness. Here we are. Another day in paradise. 7:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And if it doesn't feel like paradise because there's something irritating you, well, the segment's for you, literally. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now to air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
When Liz Cheney decided to endorse Kamala, that was headline news. When the United Auto Workers Union decided that we're not going to endorse her and remain neutral, that's a ho-hum. And I want to say something that I got from Neil Bortz, legendary broadcaster that used to be on The Sky. The union leadership can say whatever they want, but when those men and women go in the polling booth and they have their privacy and it's just them and the ballot, they will vote for President Trump, no matter what the leaders say. Thank you, Bob.
Well, in fact, all the leaders know it, and a poll has been taken. And thanks for stealing basically the thunder of my next segment. Great job, Pete. Really
way to go, Pete.
Appreciate it. Just making more work for me, pal.
Yeah.
sports, though. You can mention him anytime you want because he was one of my all-time favorites. Yep. Let's go to Denny. What's bugging you?
Good morning, man. One of our greatest founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, stated, "Government is like a fire. It needs to be tended to and kept small. Otherwise, it'll grow big and spread out of control."
Mm.
And, man, if people don't get out and vote to knock out this fire, we're all going to end up getting on that train, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's burning a lot more money to use the, it's burning a lot more money than it's taking in. And one of the other things that Ben Franklin, I believe, is credited with saying is he's been, he's around the world, he's a world traveler even back in the day. And he said, what I found is in places where the government does more for the people, they do less for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me, I think should hopefully resonate. Let's go to Rick. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I'm not seeing enough Trump flags, bumper stickers, hats, T-shirts. We got 50 days left. We got to make sure everybody knows, go out and vote red.
There you go. You're right. You're right. I have not seen not nearly what I saw in 16 or in 20.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's all, we got to do it. There's going to be at a biker type thing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the name of it, right? Scooter Haven. And I know there's going to be a get together there coming up. So check your Facebook because it's not just for bikers, but it's kind of a bikerish place. Let's go to 877-975-9825. I mean, let's go to it. Let's call for what's bugging you. You ready? Corbin, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Amendment 4 that the Democrats are trying to get on the ballot this year in Florida. The pro-abortion amendment they're trying to ram through, and then it's got deceptive language in it, too, so it's even way more extreme than it looks like at a quick glance.
Speaking of signage, I have to say that is probably a sign I see more than anything is mm-hmm. vote no on Amendment 4, and yep. I see that yep. everywhere. So who's ever, behind that, can you put a Trump sign next to it too?
Yeah, we are going to have somebody on to talk about that. And I believe that when we were talking to someone, and I'm forgetting who it was now, regarding the whole Trump sign thing, I got the impression, and this may sound familiar to you too, they were trying to put their efforts more in the areas where they knew they could actually get more votes. They were putting their money into areas where it would have a better response versus areas where you know you've got a very small percentage.
Where you've got it saturated, or like Gainesville, where you don't have a chance.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So I believe that was kind of the impression.
Jesus would lose an election in Gainesville.
Absolutely.
Aaron, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is these so-called fact-checkers on, the social media sites. For example, I posted a meme that compared Trump versus Biden. Compared it like electricity costs, food costs, gasoline costs, et cetera, cost of living basically over the 4 years period of Trump versus Biden. And it got flagged as inaccurate. So I went to the fact check that they provided and read the whole document, which is really lengthy and kind of hard to read because they spread it out, made it really complicated to read. So I took the numbers and I reposted it per their fact check. And mm-hmm. I disagree with her, but it still shows, Trump, everything was better with Trump cost-wise. And for example, say I said gasoline was like $2.59 average with Trump versus $5.49 with Biden. I might have been off by a penny with the original meme.
Right.
They flagged it. So it's kind of crazy what, it might not be as accurate as they say, but it's just wrong what they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. No, this is incorrect. And like you said, we go by the national average, and it never quite got to that or that. But the point is well made. Of course they should leave it, but they can't help themselves. Let's go to Wayne. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Nothing, Greg. Just wanted to make sure I said this publicly. He is correct. Trump is views Florida as a tier 2 state this time, so they're not spending money on signage and whatnot. I'm in the county party in Union County, and we had to buy our own signs for Trump this year. Last year they spent $25 million, not last year, but last cycle in Florida, but this year they're not. So he is correct. They're spending it elsewhere. Thanks.
Wow.
We got a lot of friends, though, got those big old Trump flags on their trucks and on their gates and signs in their yard, the big ones, so... sometimes they're just doing their own thing.
Hey, what about advertising on the sky for Trump?
We'll take it. Don't we all the time? Yeah.
So we're giving it away?
Well, yeah.
We got to stop that.
We got to make sure he wins.
Send money to...
care of Bob Rose.
No, send it to our boss.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, it is 728. Thanks for your participation. What's bugging you? Coming up, another very positive sign for the Trump campaign. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
A second assassination attempt in just 9 weeks.
Donald Trump is safe.
The news that's trending.
In the bushes where this guy was. A AK-47 style rifle with a scope.
500 yards is way too close to a president.
The news that's now.
The suspect fled but was soon captured.
Near the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm.
The news station.
Thank God the president's okay.
It has got to stop. Enough is enough.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Thursday. It is 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories. Fed cuts the rate by 0.5%. A House continuing resolution bill put out by Johnson, Speaker Johnson, fails. They had the SAVE Act in there where you have to prove citizenship. So we'll get to that. We'll dig into that. But I want to give you an opportunity right now, since we have a huge event tomorrow night at Legacy Building in Alachua. It's the Republican Executive Committee annual Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans Barbecue, and Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez is going to be one of the guest speakers there. It's always an awesome event, and if you haven't gotten your tickets already, hurry up and do that. Or maybe you can win them right now. We'll take caller number 7, lucky number 7, at 877-975-9825. Good luck on that. And we should still have another pair to give away later. And then maybe one for tomorrow, last chance kind of opportunity. So there you go. Jump on that and enjoy. All right. I mentioned this a few minutes ago. This is a great sign for the Trump campaign. The Teamsters members are loud and clear in their support of former President Donald Trump. As polling shows, they overwhelmingly prefer him over Vice President Kamala Harris. This is big. The unions have always been tied to the Democrat Party. And, well, unfortunately, even if that changes, they still give, I think it's well over 90% of their political donations go to Democrats. But maybe the tide is turning. We know as far as the actual members go, it's definitely turning. Quote, while the Teamsters executive board is making no formal endorsement, the hardworking members of the Teamsters have been loud and clear. They want President Trump back in the White House. That's according to Trump campaign secretary, press secretary Caroline Leavitt. Came out in an email. These hardworking men and women are the backbone of America. President Trump will strongly stand up for them when he's back in the White House. And I have the numbers in front of me? I don't see this, but let's say the polling roughly comes down to about almost 60% for Trump and right around 40% for Kamala. And remember, as Pete, earlier caller, referred to, you know, the great thing is when you're behind the curtain, you're going to vote with your heart and your head and your pocketbook and, yep, and for your family, and not necessarily always follow the union line on that, mm-hmm, because your vote is yours. And so this is a great sign. It's a great sign. And yep, it makes sense. If you want when the economy does well, everybody does well, including unions. But even more so in this election season, because we saw what the Biden-Harris folks were doing. They were pushing out Detroit auto workers, pushing out gasoline-powered cars. Not because the market's demanding it, quite the opposite, forcing it into the market, forcing mandates. And there's a couple of problems with that. First of all, they allowed China to pretty much corner this lithium battery market that is going to be needed by the EV industry. So they pretty much let him do that. And that, that in itself, you know, it's going to damage America, American workers, and all that. And Biden let it happen. This was coming. This was coming over a period of years. Hillary even had a hand in it. Obama did.
Mm-hmm.
They see things in advance, and they allowed this to occur. So, it, you know, the Teamsters, same thing. These union jobs, a union job is great when you have one. If the job ceased to exist, well, what good does it do?
Well, so we're seeing that with plants being shut down. I mean,
you want the economy to do well because it benefits everyone, regardless of what Kama's going to lie and say, all the tax breaks are for the rich and corporate and all that, which, by the way, has been debunked by everybody. It's not true.
Yeah, but Bob, she's only middle class, as is Tim Walz.
Boy, they really overuse that one. That's,
every time.
That's become, you know, another one of those insulting.
Yeah. Hey, Kamala, what's the weather today? Well, you know, I'm middle class. I mean, literally, it's that bad. No matter what the question is, they manage to get it in. Hey, by the way, Ocala Bill, one of our regular callers on the Bob Rose Show, our latest winner of tickets for Black Tie Blue Jeans. Again, that's coming up tomorrow night.
So when he goes to pick up the tickets, they'll be looking for a driver's license that says
Ocala Bill.
Ocala Bill.
Yep.
Doesn't say Ocala Bill on your Just funning with you. You're all set. All right. Yep. Congratulations. We should have another pair today and another pair for tomorrow for last chance.
Yeah.
But don't wait around.
Oh, yeah.
Get your tickets now before it's sold out. Every year it sells out, and it might be very close right now. I don't know.
The Lieutenant Governor, Nunez, is going to be there, regular guest on the show.
Yeah, very upbeat, great attitude. A great compliment to our awesome governor.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. This one's a little troubling. I'm just going to share it with you.
Okay.
Former Navy SEAL. To me, that carries a lot of weight. And also a Republican congressman, okay?
Wow.
Eli Crane. He warned Donald Trump that there's the possibility that someone is leaking intel from within the Secret Service to get the former president assassinated. That's pretty strong. That's pretty bold.
Yeah.
Crane told conservative commentator Benny Johnson during an interview that the evidence he has seen suggests there is a mole within the agency. My advice to the president is to bolster your private security around you, not only to fill in holes in the gaps that the Secret Service continues to leave open, but also to watch the watchers, he suggested. He also said there may be an insider in the Secret Service team surrounding the president or at the highest levels of the Secret Service who is sharing information on Trump's movements. So he needs somebody like a group of individuals around him that are loyal to him. This is coming from a guy who was a Navy SEAL.
Wow.
He understands the team and loyalty, advocating that Trump use his own private security personnel. And to add to that, and a guy who actually served in the Secret Service, Dan Bongino.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first to suggest that there might be a mole in the agency, as questions around how Trump assassin Ryan Ruth knew the former president would be at his Gold Club in West Palm Beach on Sunday. Now, they say that you wouldn't necessarily need deep inside info to sort of take a guess of where he would be or could be. But look, you made all these plans on a guess. Did you have a contingency plan to stay longer? But he was already camped out there 11 hours. And he also pretty precise in getting one of the closest opportunities where you could sit and hide and wait. One of the closest opportunities he would have to the former president and the leading candidate. So, yeah, he might have gotten some aid, some help, some direction, some information at some level there.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's over the top to at least have a little bit of a discussion about that. Because, look, you think Secret Service, man, they are super dedicated. And for the most part, they are.
Yeah.
But the FBI has a lot of dedicated folks, too. And we have seen, you know, that Agent Strzok was one of the most telling things. And, you know, oh, we've got an insurance policy in case Trump wins and all that. I mean, that from an FBI agent, I mean, that shattered a lot of people's perception of that agency. And if these were one-offs, you know, the IRS engaged in activity that was, you know, anti-conservative against the Tea Party. Now, those, you know, that's that they were playing games. That Agent Strzok, he upped the ante a little bit, right? And then now, could there be somebody attached to the Secret Service?
It's not as unlikely as we would have thought a few years ago.
There are people in all walks of life that believe that part of their how they make a living, if it can be utilized for an agenda, a leftist Marxist agenda, that they feel compelled to do it. That's what destroyed journalism. It's social change and it's this through journalism. No, journalism is storytelling based on facts. But that's not how it has been seen for quite some time now. And I mean, we're going back several decades on that one. So, yeah, I mean, eventually you're going to get people in these higher positions of authority that feel this overwhelming drive and compulsion.
Well, if they've had
to push their agenda,
if they've had a liberal education throughout their entire, and again, depending on how old they are, could be their entire life. And you're right. They feel like, hey, it's worth it because I'm doing it for the better good of the country.
But don't worry. Calling Trump Hitler and Mussolini and a threat to democracy, that has no negative effect, right?
No. Yeah. Whoever would say that is probably not too bright.
Because what's it all about, really, Peter? January 6th, Peter!
Uh-huh.
January 6th! Yeah, Karine Jean-Pierre, she just... Her head just about popped off.
And so did her wig.
I mean, it was over the top. That's ridiculousness right there. It really was. It is 7:45. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, and we appreciate it. We're also available on the Bob Rose Show podcast, 24/7. You'll never miss a minute. Go wherever you normally download your podcast, like Odyssey app or whatever, and then push subscribe. No fee, but you will be privy to all those great podcasts. So don't forget to do that. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. Man, that was my last Coke Zero.
Yeah, but we got something to make you feel better. Breathe in. Just breathe in really good.
Oh, that smells really good.
Smell familiar?
Smells like fall.
Yes.
Smells like pumpkin.
Yes.
Smells like pumpkin bread from Pastor Chris.
Absolutely.
That means really, I mean, that's officially really when fall starts, at least for us. So looking forward to talking to the pastor, getting all the details about this year's pumpkin patch. Indeed. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Top stories, Fed cuts the rate 0.5%. So I saw basically an article and some feedback from an economist, and he's conservative. He was irritated by this 0.5% cut. He didn't think there should be a cut at all. And if you look at the economic indicators and, you know, how inflation's measured and what they normally use, they did go outside the box, so to speak. Right. They did. Now, so the thing is, are you going to have a positive economic impact in time for the election? It's not going to be positive. It's not going to be negative, I don't think. But here was his point. If you set the benchmark at half a point, right, 50 basis points, after the election in November, there's another meeting of the Fed, and the expectations will be there you'll cut another half. And if you don't, then you're playing politics.
Right.
And I don't know that I buy into that completely, but it is worth noting that, if it's not really within the parameters of what they normally do, what they set themselves to say, hey, inflation has to be at this level, what is it, 2%? And I don't think it is, but they went ahead with this anyway. Now, I hope, no matter what, that the economy does well.
Sure.
Do I want it to benefit the possibility of Kamala becoming president? No, I don't. What I hope is that there'll be some economic growth, and then that will be completely bolstered and pumped up by the election of President Trump for a second time.
I guess it bothers me a little bit. They put out these rules of, no, we can't do it because of this, this, and this, and the 2% and the inflation. But then when they go ahead and do it, don't you think some folks lose a little confidence in what they tell us all the rest of the time when they're not cutting interest rates?
Maybe, maybe not. Look, the interest rate thing certainly impacts all of us, but not as day-to-day as grocery prices and energy prices.
That's true.
And yeah, can you put off, you know, purchasing a home for a period of time? Yes, especially if you already have one.
Yeah.
Unless you have to move, that's different. Can you put off purchasing a vehicle that you normally finance, wait for the interest rate? Yeah, generally most people can, but you can't put off putting gas in your car to get to work. You can't put off feeding your family. So I think these, there's priorities in what people think about day to day. I mean, we talk about this interest rate thing right now, but we're not directly impacted right now.
Not hugely, no. Well, but then again, you just made a point without trying to make a point. You mentioned food and energy.
Right.
The two things they don't take into consideration, the ones that affect us the most every day.
Again, how far do you want to go? How far do you want to go with this kind of dialogue? And what I mean by that is we're talking about the Fed, which has nothing to do with federal government.
No, they don't.
It has nothing to do with anybody elected at all. It is the Federal Reserve. These are very, very wealthy banking families that really control the money supply. Yeah. And it was instituted all the way back in 1913. And I know there's a great book referring to what happened at Jekyll Island then. And the whole design behind it was, this is a good idea, to create a Federal Reserve. This will keep our money system from being so volatile. But they did it at the same time that they instituted a real income-type tax and withholding. Isn't that interesting? That all of a sudden there was going to be an influx of cash, and at the very same time, the Fed was created. Created. And then they said, well, it's going to help control the volatility of the dollar. This is a great idea. Yeah, it was a great idea until the 1930s came around. Hello, depression, anyone?
Didn't work so well.
So, yeah, how did... Well, we could have been in a depression for even longer. Yeah, maybe. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Anyway, you see how that conversation can go. And then we have to come back full circle to where we are right now. Now, I understand that you're going to have, you're going to be very close to a lot of money today, Greg.
Yes, I am, yes.
Tell me what you are doing.
Well, it's the people that have all our money, actually. Campus Credit, Campus USA Credit Union, got a brand new location opening. People have been watching it be built there on 39th Avenue, just a little east of I-75 and in front of Publix. And they've got the big grand opening, ribbon cutting. They're going to be at 11 o'clock this morning. I'll be hanging out. And a certain coach that we talked about yesterday, he's going to be there.
Does he bring a beer?
I wouldn't know about that.
Well, he's got his own brand of beer. Yeah. He has to bring that with him everywhere he goes.
I'm not sure about that.
I mean, don't drink it there if you're driving. But
No, I don't drink anyway. But
are you talking about the head ball coach?
Yeah, he's going to be making an appearance.
Are you not allowed to say that Steve Spurrier is going to be at the grand opening of Campus USA Credit Union from 11 to 1 today with you, Greg Cassidy?
I knew you'd enjoy saying it, so I just opened the door for you.
39th Avenue, that's just east of I-75. It's in the Publix Plaza.
Yep.
But they used to be in the plaza.
Yes.
Like, here's your little 8x10.
Uh-huh.
Now they're the Big Daddies out in the... They're the Big Macs out in the parking lot, right?
Yeah,
what do you call that? Like a build-out or a... Parcel, out parcel.
Yeah,
out probably. Parcel.
There you go.
And it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
And Greg's going to be there.
I will.
Schmoozing.
Absolutely.
Do not miss out on a schmooze fest that involves both Greg Cassidy and Steve Spurrier, because that is going
to
be big.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. You were saying that, that has a lot, they have a lot of our money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got loans with them.
Yeah.
I have their money.
Well, that's
I owe them.
Yeah, well, put it that way, yes. We owe them for everything we own. All of it.
But luckily, they extract from my account automatically.
Yes.
So I don't even feel it.
It's less painful that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I should check my balance every once in a while, though. All right. We've got plenty more to talk about and very important people to talk to, like Pastor Chris. He's next. Pumpkins. It's good for people. I'll tell you why next on 97.3 The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.